USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial, jurors have granted nearly $150 million to two Georgia election workers. The verdict concluded that the former lawyer for Donald Trump had defamed the poll workers in 2020. Afterward, Giuliani had this to say.
Possibly we'll move for a new trial. Certainly we'll appeal. The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
Giuliani had accused the workers of being involved in stealing the 2020 presidential election from Trump. President Biden's job approval rating has reached a record low. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, only 33% of Americans approve of the president's job performance. This reflects a 2-point decrease since Pew's last survey in June. Israeli forces have acknowledged responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of three hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza Friday. IDF troops fired upon them, initially perceiving them as a threat. Officials emphasized that this occurred in a combat zone where soldiers often encounter terrorists and suicide bombers. The conflict between Israel and Hamas, now in its 70th day, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan addressed the ongoing situation during his visit to Israel Friday.
There will be a transition to another phase of this war, one that is focused in more precise ways on targeting the leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
Recently, two U.S. officials indicated that the Biden administration has communicated to the Israeli government its desire to see an end to the large-scale ground campaign in the region. Despite this, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the war will persist until victory is achieved. According to a government report, inflation is set to meet the Federal Reserve's 2% target by 2024. The Congressional Budget Office's forecast indicates that annual inflation will persist in its decreasing trajectory. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The cause of Matthew Perry's death has been disclosed. According to the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office, Perry passed away due to the acute effects of ketamine. Ketamine is a drug employed for treating depression and is also used recreationally. Authorities determined that Perry had undergone ketamine infusion therapy for depression and anxiety approximately a week before his death. However, they clarified that the ketamine found in Perry's system could not be from that infusion therapy, given the drug's short half-life of only a few hours. The medical examiner found no evidence of alcohol or other drugs in his system. Someone's on the naughty list. Police in Virginia are investigating after someone wearing an inflatable gingerbread man costume attempted a home invasion earlier this week. The police report says the suspect walked up to the door and tried to go inside without knocking. The suspect walked away after finding out the door was locked. A witness walked up to the man and was told that he was trying to find a friend's house. British Prince Harry is notching a legal victory in his battle with a UK tabloid publisher.
The judge found Friday the Mirror Group, which owns the Daily Mirror and other publications, showed evidence they hacked the 39-year-old British royal's phone while covering him. Evidence reportedly showed the prince's phone had been hacked between 2004 and 2009. Prince Harry became the first British royal to give evidence in court in 130 years when he testified last June. I'm Ryan Daniels.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.